Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so glad to have you with me today. Just grateful that you're taking the time to study the Word of God. And I pray that these podcasts are a blessing to you, that you are growing in your walk with the Lord. And that's really the purpose of sending these out. Just want to bless you and ask the Lord to bless you. So let's go to Him in prayer and let's pray together that will happen for both of us as we study God's Word. Heavenly Father, we do want a blessing from you. We know that to be blessed by God, there's nothing greater than. And so we know by your word, you want us to learn it. You want us to understand it. You want us to apply it, Lord. And so we look to you to bless us with your Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. Lord, we know that you've got this great plan for us, that you desire to bless us in ways that we don't even know yet. And so we want to bless you by studying your word. And so let's just bless each other today, Lord. And we'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Near to Death for You. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 30. As Paul the Apostle wrote to the Philippians concerning the return of Epaphroditus, the church's pastor, he knew they would be very happy to see him. Epaphroditus had been very sick, and the church members heard about it. In chapter 2 and verse 30 of the book of Philippians, Paul tells the church why they should rejoice so greatly when he returns to them. He wrote, "Because for the work of Christ he was near unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." The verse begins, "Because for the work of Christ he was near unto death, not regarding his life." Paul shares the reason that Epaphroditus was sick, for the work of Christ. And the level of his sickness is shown by the next phrase, "He was near unto death." In other words, Epaphroditus nearly died because he worked to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we should note also that he was not busy regarding, which means preserving or protecting, his life. With near reckless abandon and hazard, Epaphroditus allowed himself to be exposed to dangers for the work of Christ. The verse goes on to say, "To supply your lack of service toward me." Upon first glance, this portion of the verse seems to imply that somehow the Philippians purposefully lacked in service to Paul. However, as we look further into this letter, we see that they lacked opportunity, as recorded in chapter 4 and verse 10. When the church felt they could not be of service to Paul, the apostle, as they desired, they sent Epaphroditus to make up for their deficiency. The tremendous risk that Epaphroditus took to share with Paul from the Philippians caused him to be sick and nearly cost him his life. When we think about the commitment of Epaphroditus, we may be inclined to wonder if there is any cause for which we would risk our health and life. The work of Christ was worth it for Epaphroditus. And those who know this depth of pledge toward the gospel sometimes pay a great price for sharing it. Many people have given their lives for the gospel, and others have lost their health, family, friends, and livelihood. Perhaps as we ponder Epaphroditus' work on behalf of the Philippians, we should examine our own lives to discover just how committed we are to the cause of Christ. And as we do, let us pray that the Lord, will instill in us the desire to serve Him and His kingdom work, no matter the cost to ourselves personally. Next time we begin a new chapter and see Paul encourage the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.